sigh of relief, maybe?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The government announced the results of the stress tests on banks last night, and we now officially know about half of the nation's largest 19 banks need a capital boost, totaling $75 billion. Those banks have to tell the government how they plan to raise that extra cash by June 8th. Edward Haddas has been following the tests as an editor with the financial services site Breaking Views in London. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning.
Okay, the results are out. Do you feel better?
I feel a little better, but there were so many leaks beforehand, there wasn't much news there. What really makes us feel a little bit better would be that the markets have rallied, and that means that the banks will probably be able to raise the $75 billion mostly from the equity market and not have to turn to the government for yet more cash.
Throughout this process, we've heard the Fed and Treasury didn't really go too deep with these tests. What do you think?
It does look like this so-called stress scenario was not all that stressed if we had a terrible, terrible recession that goes on much longer than is currently expected. Then there might have to be a super stress test, and there might yet be more need for capital. But so far, this looks like a reasonable starting point, given where the economy is and where sentiment is right now.
And is $75 billion going to be it in reality?
Well, I think that's more a hope than a promise at this point, but it's not an implausible hope, at least for the moment.
You mentioned those leaks. I have to ask you, what did you make of the government dripping out all this information ahead of time?
Well, if a private company did that, it might cross some borders of disclosure of information. But in this case, it made some sense. It enabled the government to find out what the market was looking for and enabled the market to absorb the news before it came. So by the time the announcement came, the market was really very ready for it and indeed was taken as better than expected.
Edward Haddas is an editor for the financial commentary website Breaking Views. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
European markets are seeing gains across the board right now. In Asia, major markets closed higher. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 102 points, or 1.2% to 8410. Portfolio Magazine shut down last week. The high-end business publication is the latest to end up on the Condé Nast chopping block. And yet, in this climate of cuts, a new glossy is counting on those that will still spend. Sally Herships has more.
If you're worth $10 million or more, you could be on the receiving end of the latest luxury glossy. Prestige Magazine arrived this month in New York City. Christine Schott is the magazine's fashion director. She says the average household may be cutting back, but the ultra-rich are still spending.
The advertisers, you know, are still looking for consumers who have money, and Prestige New York has the consumers that they're looking for.
If it's true rich people are always out for the best deals, they'll like Prestige. It's free. Victor Ndavasky is a journalism professor at Columbia University. He says being free could be Prestige's biggest problem.
And as a general proposition, I think advertisers trust circulations more when people have paid good money for them.
Ndavasky isn't entirely pessimistic. The magazine's well-established in Asia, and he says the poor economy has killed off much of its competition. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. American Public Media presents the Poetry Radio Project. You can hear conversations with poets about the economy, music, cooking, and more at americanpublicmedia.org/poetry.
In just about an hour and a half, we'll get the unemployment report for April. Many people are putting in hard hours looking for a job, and that includes the job interview. Seattle resident Steiner Skipsness is behind the website howtonailaninterview.com. He has a series of videos of what not to do, like this guy listing the things he stole from a previous employer.
What were some of the things that you took?
Office chairs, writing pads, the big white erasers and staplers.
You took office chairs?
Yes.
That is a real interviewee trying to get a job. Skipsness set up a fake office in downtown Seattle, posted a fake marketing job opening on Craigslist, interviewed the eager candidates, and taped the interviews. We should mention everyone that was taped signed releases. Skipsness figured he could best learn about job interviewing by becoming the asker rather than the asked. Skipsness says his first piece of advice for applicants is know the industry you're applying to work in.
There was a couple of candidates that came in. I was asking questions. Since it was a marketing coordinator position, you know, what attracts you to work in the field of marketing? What do you do to stay up on industry knowledge? What books do you read? And, you know, nothing. I mean, show passion. I mean, I would say that's a huge factor. You know, if you can't express that, you know, why should I hire you? I want passionate people, or I think employers in general want passionate people working for their companies.
Okay, good advice, but let's face it, it was the videos that really attracted us to his site. You have both the interviewer and the interviewee in a plain office setting. Well, it's kind of like job applicants say the darndest things.
I would have to say the most memorable moment was the lack of responsibility when, I mean, I honestly don't think you could say anything worse in a job interview.
What was your favorite part about working retail?
Lack of responsibility. Like, yeah. You don't feel like you're responsible a lot of times for things, you know.
Yeah.
It's a blame the corporation, or like just kind of be a little minion and don't take the blame.
Well, with the position that we're looking to hire for right now, there might be a little responsibility.
Sounds great to me.
Hey, the guy's up for the challenge. Steiner Skipsness says his experiment taught him too many people are blowing off the interview process. His other tips include turn off your cell phone, no flirting, and for Pete's sake, set those Facebook profiles to private. We have a link to his website at marketplace.org. You can find more advice there and more pretty amazing videos. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.